For almost 30 years, Leonard Bonender has created spectacular fireworks displays, some of them state-of-the-art, filled with computer-generated complexity and music and lasers. Other displays he sets off the old-fashioned way, like the one he performed recently in Sturgeon Lake, Minnesota. On a cool Saturday evening, about 1,000 people drove their cars and trucks and rode their motorcycles or just walked to a field outside town. A yellow tape held back the crowds, and in a clearing a little ways away, Bonender and his crew, which includes his wife and one of his four grown children, prepared for the show, lining up a series of shells inside mortars to be lit by hand from railroad flares.
We plan the show, and we lay it out in the sense that these shells have individual mortars, but they are tied together so that there are sequences of 3, 4, 5 pieces that are of similar color or similar design. It's like watercolors, you know, basic color in watercolors, it's white, and there is no white in the paint set. It's the paper you paint it on. Our paper happens to be black sky. So in our paint set, we don't have black. We have every other color, including white. And the ideal thing is to have your audience within 600 to 800 feet for a small production. First of all, I mean, bring them close enough to your work so that they can enjoy it as it's happening, and then they can see it. See it framed as far as the eye naturally captures. You don't want the eye to be working left and right, up and down. You want the eye to capture the whole picture. And this is what's going to happen tonight because the audience is very well placed. People in this industry, in this business, know that there are nights for fireworks and there are nights that are not for fireworks. I think tonight will be a good fireworks night. The audience is building. They're relatively quiet tonight. And they're waiting within that, you know, this is anticipation for them.
Get another one, Mike. Go ahead, Jamie.
Okay, pay attention, it's gonna happen right now. It's more than color. It's also the shape of the shell in the sky as it opens up. Shells are described by flower names, which really originated in China and also then consequently in Japan. But shell names go like chrysanthemums, dahlias, peonies, sunflower in the sky. Fireworks have several different effects. Some have lingering effects in the sky, and that's when they will drape for 300, 400 feet. Oh, it's just so exciting. And the eye captures that and can continue to see that happening. Timing. Timing is everything in fireworks. What really looks bad to us is one at a time and wait. And that's what moved me into the business 30 years ago, that I felt that this is a form of theatrics, and it's a form of art that if you put it all together in the proper arrangement, then you're going to have something.